hunger isn't something that just happens somewhere else.
In 2014, Sonoma County residents collectively missed 35.5 million meals. Whether this is skipping lunch or going to bed hungry, it's an indicator of the degree of hunger in our community.
Joseph McIntyre is the president for Ag Innovations, the Sebastopol-based nonprofit devoted to developing better food systems for farmers and consumers. He'll also be the co-facilitator for the first Sonoma County Hunger Index Forum, a gathering of community, government, agriculture, and food assistance group leaders that is being convened to seek collaborative responses to that huge shortfall. David Goodman, executive director of the Redwood Empire Food Bank, notes that it is a growing problem that is outpacing current efforts.
Inroads have been made to decrease the amount of missing meals, and that's the good news. The bad news is that more and more people are missing meals. So the race is on between being able to provide the help and meeting the needs of both those people who are in need of help now and new arrivals.
Goodman also hopes this gathering can serve as a pivot point to reframe the discussion around food insecurity.
As a hunger relief worker, one of the things I'm acutely aware of, especially in a community like Sonoma County, is that everybody's interested in food, but far fewer people are interested in hunger. So if I could flip that over and have most people interested in hunger and not so focused on food itself, that would probably be a good thing.
Likewise, McIntyre suggests that hunger itself is really just a symptom of a much bigger issue.
It's not fair to castigate our food system for creating poverty. Poverty and maldistribution of income and therefore of food is really a function of our economic system. We live in a land of plenty, but it is also a land in which that plenty doesn't get to everyone.
That figure of 35.5 million missed meals last year breaks down to more than 97,000 per day. Using the USDA figure of $2.27 as the average cost for a basic meal, it would cost over $80 million to bridge the gap. But rather than getting overwhelmed by such big numbers, says Gail Atkins, the food bank's director of programs, they're hoping the forum will inspire participants to find ways to chip away at the need. She's looking for two interlocking outcomes.
One is for people to just understand, even though we live in this affluent, gorgeous community, that there are people that are missing meals. And what are the barriers for people that need help to get help? Because we have a very generous community. How come people are not necessarily accessing the help that's out there? So how can we break down these barriers to help people better feed themselves? And then what people can do, organizations and or individuals, what can they literally do to help close this meal gap?
Joseph McIntyre agrees, but adds that without concurrent emphasis on the underlying issues, hunger in Sonoma County is a problem that won't go away.
The first line of defense has to be our ongoing and deep support for the existing anti-hunger work. The next step, I believe, belongs in economic development. We need a community commitment to jobs for everyone and jobs that pay a living wage, a wage in which people can afford to eat the kind of food that some of us are able to take for granted. The first is an immediate task. The second is a longer job, but both have to be done hand in hand.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.